Avalanche Bulletin. Forecast region. Step one when we're looking at the Avalanche Bulletin is selecting the appropriate forecast region. We can accomplish this by zooming in on the map on the home page to see town names and then select the region that covers the area we are headed to. We can also use the search function on the top left to enter town names or riding areas. Thanks to the hard work of Avalanche Canada, we now have flexible forecast regions. This means that the boundaries of the regions will change depending on conditions. In large regions, our conditions can vary throughout the region. This is less of a concern with our flexible forecast regions, but something we still want to keep in mind. Some questions we want to ask are, how variable are the conditions across our region? Are we headed to a microclimate that tends to get more snow than the rest of the region, or prominent surface hoar growth? And how does this change our mindset for the day? Danger ratings. So once we click on the appropriate forecast region, we will be brought to this page. Our first tab is our danger ratings. A couple things we want to do is check the date to make sure that we have the correct avalanche bulletin. We always want to use the most up-to-date bulletin. For example, I would never rely on the above bulletin for Sunday. We want to make sure that the day we are headed out is the first day listed. Bulletins are updated the evening before around 6 p.m. Parks Canada updates their bulletins in the morning, so heads up if you're going to Rogers Pass. Our synopsis at the top will give us an idea of what is happening in our region before we dive into the details. Underneath the day, we can see our danger ratings are broken down into alpine, treeline, and below treeline. We always have 3 days listed to give us a trend. In the above example, we can see our avalanche ratings are trending to moderate. Remember, this is a forecast. Just like weather forecasts, it will change regularly and sometimes be wrong. Travel and terrain advice. At the bottom of this tab, we will find our travel and terrain advice for the associated problems. Tab 2, Problems. Next, we're going to click on the Problems tab. Here we will find a list of our current avalanche problems. Elevation. The highlighted black elevation bands is where our problem is currently located. Slopes. The highlighted blue tells us what aspect we can expect to find the problem on. Chances of avalanches. Likelihood of an avalanche occurring. Expected avalanche size on our scale of 1 to 5. Tab 3, Details. Our last tab, the Details tab, is where we're going to find in-depth information about our snowpack. Avalanche Summary. This section is extremely important to read. It's going to give us a summary of recent avalanche activity in our region. Check out the MIN reports close by as well. Snowpack Summary. Let's face it, it can be really hard to follow our snowpack all season and remember what is going on when we are not out there every day. The snowpack summary is where we are going to find a synopsis of the key features of our current snowpack. Weather forecast, a short summary of the upcoming weather. We always want to read this because the weather forecast is what Avalanche Canada is basing their avalanche forecast off of. We need to know what they expect to happen. Confidence. This is the forecaster's confidence in their avalanche bulletin. It's very important for us to know what their confidence level is. If they have low confidence, I want to plan my day to have a very large margin for error and constantly assess as I move through terrain. Choosing simple terrain for a day like this would be a great idea. Variability in the avalanche forecast. Just like the weather forecast, our avalanche forecast can vary across regions and drainages. We never want to get too fixated on something, especially when it comes to aspect and elevation. For example, if we read that wind slabs are expected on east aspects, that doesn't mean that wind slabs cannot exist on other aspects. We want to investigate and verify the forecast before we can confirm this assumption. We might move into a bowl or drainage where our winds shifted direction and our wind slabs are now on south aspects. Constantly observe and investigate throughout the day. Our avalanche forecast is an amazing tool that tells us what to look for that specific day. but the precision of the avalanche problems can vary depending on microclimates, location, and data. Weather journal. A great way to start tracking the snowpack is to start a weather journal. Write down a short summary of the weather each day. When you head out to ride, you can look back at the weather and see how it would have impacted the snowpack. Was it warm and sunny? Maybe we have a sun crust. Cool, clear nights? Could have had surface hoar growth, etc. It is also helpful to look at the avalanche bulletin every day. Once you get to the weekend, the information doesn't seem so overwhelming since you've been following along all week and have an idea of what has been happening out there. Make it a part of your morning routine.